In 3, 2, 1, what is up, everybody? And welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is Zachary Reality. Happy Thursday, May 9th. What is up? I'm here with Billy Blinks from the YouTube channel, The Reality Guys. They cover lots of reality TV, and I brought him on here to help me decompress and digest this most recent season of Selling the OC, season 3. I think this was the worst one out of the three. Do you agree?
I think so. I think there was a lot teased up for this season. And then I don't think a lot of the stuff that was promised to us actually happened.
Well, like as far as like Alex, Hall, and Tyler. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the biggest drama of this season obviously was the Sean and Austin of it all, which we're going to get into and break down. But other than that, I didn't think there was any drama. The drama between Kayla and Alex Hall felt really juvenile and like unnecessary. And other than that, I was like, wow, like it's already over. Like 8 episodes in, I was like, we need like a few more to kind of like, you know, it just went too fast.
You know, people could complain about Selling Sunset and the drama within the office, but it really what makes us go back to that show, right? There's a million real estate shows, right? There's a million. We could go watch HGTV and they're all great. And who doesn't like watching that kind of House Hunter stuff? But it's not what we're here for. We're here for the juice, right? And yeah, you're right. That the Sean drama came really out of nowhere. I was talking to you yesterday and I had just gotten past that, and I'm like, man, like this is toxic. This is intense. And frankly, my take of it, where it started in episode 3, obviously changed by the time we got to episode 8. I think a lot of their takes changed as well.
Ooh, okay. Well, we're definitely going to get into this because Austin has also posted online about this. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Sean post anything. But yeah, other than that, I just felt like the show went really quick and we needed a little bit more. But that was the big drama of the season, and it did happen on episode 3. So Sean was upset that Austin was hitting on him. These are his words, right? He thought Austin was hitting on him, and that him and his wife wanted to have a threesome with him, and that they made edible cookies and basically tried to drug him. So those were his accusations, and he was upset about this, and he wanted to confront Austin about it. But it seems like no one believed him in the office. None of the guys did. Some of the girls didn't care. And then, you know, he had a couple people on his side. What was your thought of like the blowout?
The blowout surprised me because it obviously looked like it was just going to start as a normal kind of back and forth conversation. But when they, you know, and I hate saying when they took it outside and literally they went outside, in the back of my head, I was always wondering, I'm like, is this really going to devolve into literally a bro fight in a lot of ways? And there was a whole lot of nothing being said, right? What are you accusing me of? Tell me what I'm lying about. What do you say? And neither of them would just say the accusation, right? And that's why I said it at first. I'll be frank. At first, I kind of believed there was truth to it because you see someone defending so vehemently and to the point that you would literally jeopardize your job to make contact with someone. Mm. That's where I thought, like, crap, there's if it's not 100% true, there's some kernel to it. But then we flash forward to episode 8, right? And it, from what it seems like, he couldn't keep his story straight, Sean. And so it leaves me with still a lot of questions. And I hate going back to it, but and there's nothing wrong. The thing that's kind of crazy about it is there's really nothing bad at the end of the day about the accusation, right? The accusation is that he and his wife is something that they were in together. It wasn't a cheating allegation or anything like that. So it's hard for me to understand really where to land on with Sean. Where are you with it? Like when it's all settled now, like where do you land with this? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I am definitely like the type of person that believes there is always a little bit of truth to every rumor. Mm-hmm. So I do think there is a little bit of truth, but also when Austin went on social media and specifically said that it's not true, you know, he just had his third baby. I looked at Lisa, his wife's Instagram. She also said it wasn't true and that there's no truth to it.
Yeah.
And I mean, the accusations of like nice legs, double heart, you know, I think as gay men, and Sean's bisexual, I'm gay, but like, you know, sometimes we're like, when a straight man gives you a little bit of extra love, you're like, oh my God, you feel special. And like, I think that there should be I, you know, you should be able to flirt with your straight friends and have it not mean anything, right? Like,
of course.
So I don't, I feel like maybe Sean was truly like taking a few of those things, you know, out of context, but then there also is the side of it that maybe Austin was putting out just little feelers to see if he could bite before kind of crossing that line. So that's what makes me believe there could be a little bit of truth to this, but maybe nothing ever happened or Austin didn't go through with it. So Sean doesn't really have any solid proof. And I think the way he kind of ran with this and went about it was so inappropriate and so desperate. Like, it just was too much and it just never ended. And I don't know, but the guys also didn't give him a chance to speak. So it was kind of frustrating when it's like, just let him say what he has to say. But I just didn't feel like Sean wanted resolution. I felt like he just wanted to accuse people and make a moment the whole season instead of like coming at this as like, you know, this is why I'm upset. I care about you as a friend. You know, he just kind of approached it in a weird way.
This wasn't a trial here for the truth, right? Everyone wasn't able to completely spread, put their, present their side. There wasn't cross examinations. Mm-hmm. Like you said, again, a reason that early on I led to thinking that this may be true, or there was some, but you said maybe there's some curiosity and maybe he has some kind of embarrassment from that, was kind of the organized nature of the guys shutting Sean down from speaking ever, right? Mm-hmm. To other friendships ending where they're, you know, outside of, you know, he could say that he was flirting with Tyler and everything like that. But the stuff with Austin obviously is a further accusation. But then we get to the stuff at the end again with episode 8 where they're saying that he wouldn't let them see his phone, right? They wouldn't let him scroll up and down, mentioning the dinner. And then he's saying, well, there was no dinner. And they're going, well, that was the story you told us. None of us are crazy. Like, and we believed you. But now we kind of all have to accept, I guess for... the blonde, the
Jarvis blonde. Or Allie,
both of them, they both are the only ones that seem to still maybe be lying on his side a little bit, but also
I think that with Austin saying like, love the LGBTQ family, like if that's your thing, that's your thing. Like, it really makes me believe him because Sean has stayed silent on social media since the show. He hasn't posted anything about it. And I think sometimes when you know, that's kind of more indication where it's like, now you have nothing to say after all season. And this also was filmed a very long time ago. They filmed seasons 2 and 3 back to back. So this was filmed over a year ago. And I remember meeting Sean in LA over a year and a few months ago. And I remember being like, oh my God, Sean selling the OC. This was right after the first season came out. And I was like, you were barely in it. Like, are you going to be in season 2? And he was like, I'm not really, but season 3, that's what you're going to see. So I remember all he said was like season 3, whatever. But that big long text, right? This text.
Yeah, oh my God.
So Austin just posted on his Instagram a link where a Redditor was able to decode the text.
I love that.
So basically the text said, we're all grinding and the goal for all of us is to make money to feed our blank, right? As your friend and colleague, all I want is your success, whether it's solo with me or anyone else. There's no need to walk on eggshells or feel like you're doing anything wrong when you're out. I did call you just now to link up. FYI, I'm sorry I haven't been more available. Like you, I am busy, not just with real estate stuff, but with side hustles and personal life. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit more. But like, there, I don't think that Sean has any proof.
No, he doesn't. And like you said, the silence is deafening here, where we're not seeing any kind of screenshots, receipts. If this were really true, I think he would be posting them. We've seen a lot less intense fights between people on different shows where receipts are posted, right? So for the big accusations like this, it's a shame though, right? I mean, even for that guy too, I don't know how much, obviously the shot at him was that he hadn't sold a house, at least at that time. I would have to think that this didn't help his real estate career, or
he left the Oppenheim group.
Okay. So he completely left. So
yeah, that was like news maybe like before the season started. Us Weekly, whatever, put out an article that he left the show, like left the Oppenheim group. I think he's going to leave the show too. I can't imagine him coming back after this.
Yeah.
I kind of think Tyler is going to leave too. And almost that he should.
I don't really understand why a guy like Tyler, with the connections he has with his dad being literally this real estate mogul and the brother and everything, like you said, all the trauma and all the, yeah, there you go. All the bullshit of this. And I don't know, really. I think he is a little wishy-washy. I was getting frustrated listening to him try to lay out a conversation. I don't think he's not. I'm a very direct guy. Maybe it's like the Northeast in me or whatever, but I don't like wishy-washy dudes like that. And what he was saying to the guys and then her actually being able to show the text of what he was actually saying about the Nashville trip. I'm like, why is this guy? I'm sorry. Like, are you just afraid to go for it, man? Like, why are you trying to paint it as it's her? Like, she's literally dating a guy from TikTok and she's telling you, oh, I'll cancel it if you just say, tell me to. And he still can't just tell her to not do it.
Well, he doesn't like her. And I think that one of the reasons why he wanted to do the show is because he was married to such a famous actress, Brittany Snow. Let's say he's been in her shadow. Let's say he's been in his dad's shadow because his dad's a big real estate agent guy. So maybe he's been in everyone's shadow and he just wanted to branch out and do his own. And part of doing the show is this drama with Alex Hall that is so drawn out. We're so over it. And I think that maybe part of him being on the show was entertaining this drama that clearly their relationship is never going anywhere. They're in their late 30s, close to 40. They know what they want. They're both professional. If they wanted to date, it's not that complicated. They live in the same town. They're making it complicated because there's a show. And I really think that Tyler's time on the show has exhausted itself. I don't want to see him come back next season. I think that he added a lot, but I think it's time for him to go. I think Sean needs to go. I think Allie needs to go. Please get her off the show immediately.
God.
And then I think we need a few new cast members for next season. And then this show has a lot of legs. I mean, you could also let Alex Rose go as well. Now that her and Jarvis are no longer a duo, they're not necessary and they don't make sense on the show. They made way more sense and were way more powerful together.
No, I really enjoyed them together for sure. And like you said, it's, I think for some of these people, there is a natural progression to be gone. And again, mainly Tyler, I agree with you. There's besides the point of you saying, oh, I need to step out of the shadow. And frankly, that's not really a great storyline for a lot of people to latch onto and feel sympathetic for. Like, oh man, really feel tough for you, man, that you want to go out and make your own identity. It's like, just embrace it. Be part of your family empire. Just go for it. You tried something and you got your name out there. You were married to someone famous, you said, and maybe you said that again, it's just hard for me watching these shows to feel bad for someone out of the shadow, but I agree with you. I think the show has legs. I think that as long as you have Jason, as long as you have kind of the backbone and the kind of through line, I really think it's great. Maybe they introduce some of the San Diego people even. I don't know if that, or if you know more about that, about having its own.
Well, that's what I thought too, when they went down to San Diego, and I know they tried selling Tampa. We can't forget about that.
Yeah.
It unfortunately got canceled after one season, but I think they could try selling Nashville. I do think they'll do selling San Diego next. I mean, maybe the ultimate goal is to make this as big as a Real Housewives and have selling of all these different cities, but I like OC a lot. And even though this was the worst season out of the three, I still need more. And I was very upset when it ended on episode 8. I'm going to quickly go down the cast and I want you to say one word that describes them. Okay.
Yeah.
On this season, or maybe in general, let's do it. Okay. Jason.
Calculated sometimes.
Jason? Calculated?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he puts their people in certain positions and he knows what he's doing more than he lets on.
I don't know. I don't think so. He is nothing like Lisa Vanderpump, who is clearly over, in that power position, making a mess. I think Jason is like so laid back.
I don't know.
Like a little bit. He's like, let's do office stuff. But like, no, he does not instigate the drama.
I don't think he instigates the drama. I think he could nip some of that in the bud and he lets it go. That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
Austin. Hot.
I know it's more than one word. Self-pressure. Puts a lot of pressure on himself. I do think Austin's a really good guy. I do think that a lot of his stuff and the pressure and everything, it's a lot of self-imposed. I think he's already given his family a beautiful life, and he's talking about looking at these $2.5 million homes and the schools. And I hope for a guy like that, that he can find a way to know when enough is enough, right? And that's all, because I do think he's a good guy, and I think the season was definitely rough on him. So it's nice to hear that about a year later now, things seem to be going well.
Well, do you remember like last season, the whole thing was like, does he even like his wife? Does he even want this life?
Yeah.
So it's really interesting what's for the storyline and maybe what's real. It seems like he has it all, but sometimes you wonder if he does have some inner demons and some inner aggression that he hasn't, you know, maybe worked through yet. But he did just, you know, have his third baby with Lisa. And I personally think he's the hottest guy on Netflix, like hotter than Harry Jowsey. Like, he's so attractive.
Not a Jowsey fan. So,
he is just so handsome. I have the biggest crush on Austin.
I'm trying to think back. I'm trying to think through now on the Netflix guys to think if there's even like contenders past that.
Tyler's handsome. But I mean,
any Austin. The Love is Blind guys or.
I don't think anyone from Love is Blind has ever been like hot for me.
No.
No. But Austin just does it for me. So I was excited about those rumors initially, but now I'm like, no, like he literally has a wife and three young kids. Like, let's leave him alone. Like, calm down.
I agree.
So let's talk about Rose. What do you think about her?
Anonymous?
Season she was anonymous.
Yeah, that's a shame because like I feel like I learned nothing more about her. I really don't know much more about her business. They got her takes here and there on the drama, but I think she was anonymous this season.
She did sell a couple of homes that maybe weren't as like expensive as others, right? But I feel like she actually is taking her job more seriously this year. Like she stayed out of the drama and she like sold a few homes. So I think she's like, I think this is good for her.
Yeah, no, I only mean, yeah, anonymous to the viewers.
Yeah. Do you remember her viral ugly brown pants from last season?
That everyone I do. Talked about?
Yeah.
I do.
She has had moments on the show, and we didn't see her much this season. She wasn't featured. But I do think that in the future, you know, there is more for her to give, if that makes sense.
No, I do. And we talk about, like, the viral stars. I actually, something of note for this season, I finally felt like I have been in trend. This style now, it seems like a lot of people are doing but this is my style. It's been my style for a while, so I'm excited to be in trend for a little bit, and I'm sure I will be out of trend again soon, but
Now, Bill's I love
appreciated
it.
That summer.
You could be on Selling the OC right there. Okay, Jarvis this season. So I felt like she got a lot of love from the audience. A lot of people were saying like she is really professional and she's really, you know, like on top of her stuff. I felt like she was snobby. I think she like has a superiority complex. I think she's a little entitled and a little uptight. And I think sometimes she just wants to agree with whoever will take down Alex Hall or whoever else that she is, you know, doesn't like. So I think that's kind of why she sided with Sean. I think it was convenient for her. And I think this whole thing is a game to her. I think she might be the most inauthentic on the show as far as like, you know, just being who you are.
My one word was inauthentic. Okay. I was very bad with the one word, but I had that for her. Like you said, it just comes off. If you go and say you had to go and elope and the whole thing, and I'm so glad I BS. You just don't have enough people that probably would want to come.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about her relationship. Seems like there is an age gap, but who cares? Like,
no, I don't care.
Always age gaps, but I don't know. She definitely just seems a little sus, you know? And I know a lot of people were saying that like there was the swingers party a couple years ago, which maybe gave Sean some credibility against Austin. But then I was looking at Lisa's Instagram yesterday and she was saying that they went to a Halloween party and they didn't know it was a swingers party or something like that.
God, who cares? These people just need to own their stuff. Nobody cares really what you do, especially now. People are very just open about.
Well, that's what people were saying too on Lisa's. They were like, just own it. And then she's like, no, there's nothing to own. If we did, we would. Right. Yeah. So I do respect that. I feel like Lisa and Austin have been very engaging on social media and like actually answering direct questions when there's other people who are just more vague, I think, about their truth, which leads me to believe Austin and Lisa and want to root for them.
Where I landed on the end, like I said, after we saw the evidence, especially when you hear a guy won't let you hand the phone over. To me, that's the instant disqualifier. It's a huge red flag.
Okay. Allie, I kind of just roasted her a little bit earlier, just feeling like she's like what they want, the fresh energy of learning, teaching someone new. That's not this show.
No,
that's Buying Beverly Hills. Like, she is on the wrong show.
Rookie, in over her head. It's not a game. I understand the idea of, and listen, I have my real estate license. I
Okay.
Was a realtor before in past life. And you have to, even if you're especially, that's what was really surprising, where I thought it probably wasn't fake for Gio, and people probably have a lot to say about him, but I'm sure he did actually prep her for his open house. You don't just leave someone out there to dry. I'm sure he made sure she at least knew a lot of the basics. Here's probably a lot of the questions that are asked. People will prep you for these things. They will not just let someone walk into a $12 million open house. And the fact that she couldn't answer the most simple, and she actually admitted to never going upstairs in the house.
And like, this is her second season on the show.
That's crazy.
Not her first season. No, so there's no more excuses. So why did she leave Nashville? Why did she leave Nashville to be on TV? She doesn't want to be a real estate agent, and she doesn't even seem thirsty like she wants to be on TV. So it's like, why is she even there? She's not providing anything. I guess I appreciate that she had Kayla's back and called out Alex Hall. I thought that was a good moment for her, and someone had to do that because there was a lot of hypocrisy with my queen, Alex Hall. But I just think her on the show is just not necessary, and a huge time filler for everything else.
Who is this chick banging on the glass? It's like, are you nuts?
I don't know why she's there.
No, that's so out of line.
But she seems sweet, and she's really tall, and she's good at volleyball. We'll give her some compliments. We can't only bash her. She seems like a nice girl, and I think she'll do better in. If she's on Selling Nashville, if they make a show, I would be happy to see her there. But as far as her on Selling the OC, it's time to go, babe.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Polly. We have not talked about Polly. One thing I love about Polly is her accent. I think it's very reminiscent of Davina, who kind of brought that cultural, you know, element to Selling Sunset. And I think Polly's accent is really endearing. I think she's an integral part of the group, where she is really involved in the office and all the friendships. Like, you can't have an important lunch without Polly being there or being referenced. So I like that about her, but she's not a main character.
Team player, total role player. Like you said, a couple years into the business now. Nice to see that natural progression. I liked seeing the emotion when she had made that sale earlier in the season, her biggest deal. You could tell it meant a lot to her. It's not easy. It's a very competitive market, obviously, and having to deal with all the extraneous things like being on camera and dealing with the storylines, as well as having to actually run your own business. So I find myself rooting for her. I really do.
I mean, she's professional. She gets the job done, but she is messy. Like, I think that she stirs the drama. She's just not like the key. When I say like main character, because she is a main character on the show, I mean, like, she's not going to be like, she's going to be the one that, like, the, you know, she just stirs it back and forth, right? She's never, like, directly in it.
She's not one of the captains of the fight, but she will choose a side. She may even flip-flop a side. She will be involved, like you said. She's
always involved. But she is loyal to Alex Hall, and their friendship and duo has stayed strong, I think, the whole season.
I like Alex.
It's very clear that there is, like, a close group of friends between, like, Austin, Tyler, Alex, Polly. And I guess that's it.
And I guess that's not a bad tight group, though, to be fair.
I mean, Brandy used to be in it.
That's true.
And Gio is in that group, too. Kayla, okay, we got to keep going down the line. Okay, let's talk about Tyler. We kind of talked a lot about him. I do think it's time for him to go. What is so frustrating about him for you that is making you clearly get so frustrated?
I just don't like his energy. I don't like it as an adult. And this isn't even a straight man type of thing. It's just, for a guy that had to go through the divorce, and he chose to make a lot of this public, right? He chose to pursue Alex Hall. He decided to go in and do the kiss at the end of last season, right? And he's the one I really feel like he dropped the ball. I think Alex Hall is awesome. I really think she's a great businesswoman. I think it seems like she handles her shit as a mother. And frankly, you just don't need a guy that's just going to be wishy-washy. For a guy that's got so much going for him, to have that wishy-washy energy, I just don't have any time for it, frankly. It would probably be really tough to be friends with a guy like that. Be really tough to, seems like, to be in a relationship with a guy like that.
For sure. I don't know. Maybe he's had a lot of things handed to him with having such a rich dad and then falling in love and marrying such a rich actress. Yeah. You know, like, I think he needs to really find himself. I think he's better off at his dad's brokerage. But I think he needs to like really put in the work as well. And like, you know, and I hope he finds someone. I think he is dating someone now. I will say he doesn't post on Instagram like very little bit. So at least he's not like thirsty in that way. Like, I think he really was just trying to like branch out on his own and get his independence from this show. And I think he found it.
Yeah, I don't think he was ever lying or anything like that. I think when he was speaking to the guys in Austin saying he's not really looking to sporadic date, I totally believe that. That's where, again, where it becomes frustrating then, because you have somebody literally standing right in front of you telling you all the things you're saying that you want.
Yeah.
And like, so like you said earlier, it's like he doesn't actually like her. But it's just so strange, though, because she includes him in her family things and holidays, and family obviously really likes him. So...
Well, they're friends. Just,
where's the disconnect?
I think they're meant to be really close friends. I think Tyler needs a girl that's much more soft-spoken. Alex is tough, and we're going to talk about Alex now. Like, she's a tough girl. She is a businesswoman. She's opinionated. She puts herself out there. She has, you know, really loud energy without even speaking, and she's quintessentially perfect for the show. She has the best look. She's just, like, you know, such a main character. She's the only person I've met on this cast besides Sean very briefly, but I've met Alex Hall multiple times, probably 3 or 4 times. She's lovely. I love her. She is amazing. She took a great picture for me at Stagecoach the other week. Like, I root for her so much. But I do think that she is sometimes on the show really difficult to get along with. I understand why some of the girls don't like her. She seems stubborn. She seems hard-headed. She seems like, you know, like she's just difficult to kind of reason with at times.
And I don't think they're the same at all, but you know, maybe the most, like, I guess they would say it was like Chrishell, like it's the main energy for her. And look, the podcast is a tough look. I don't think the comments were that bad. I don't care. You can call somebody crazy on a podcast. You can call anybody what you want on a podcast, but to say that you forgot, and I forgot it, I said that, and there's no, but not even to say I forgot I said it, but to vehemently say there's no way that it's about her. It's like, maybe just hedge your bets with your wording a little bit. Right?
I mean, I think it was everybody versus her on the beach, and she felt backed into a corner, and maybe she didn't remember the interview, and she kind of was trying to manipulate her way out of it without like technically lying. It wasn't her best look, but I also think that the drama was petty, and I actually love how Kayla like handled it and how they kind of found reason at the end of the season. And I think that they're both like OGs on the show, and I think there's legs for them.
They handled the fight way better than the guys this season handle fights. The guys are basically going either blah, 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 or I'm going to yell louder than you. And there's nothing worse than just like a toxic, straight guy fight, just over yelling each other. I'm like, oh my God, this is not what I am here for on this show. Like, this is not where I thought I was landing.
Do you care that we don't hear anything about her ex-husband or her kids? We don't even know their ages. Like, we really don't know much about her life at all. I mean, she shows her family on the show and some Shabbats, but you don't care about any of that.
I think it's case by case. I don't know the deal, obviously, like you said, with her ex-partner.
Yeah.
If maybe that's a wish of his and she's respecting that. You know, we see different cases with different people, you know, whether, you know, it positive or negative, a lot more. There's plenty of negative that have happened from Bravo, you know, parents, whether you have like the crazy, the bad Jeff Lewis stuff, or you have Lala's stuff now about letting letting people appear. And, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, we don't really know her whole situation, but like we do see Brandy be a mom on the show, which I think is really awesome. And well, do you also, before we talk about Brandy, do you think Alex Hall will make it work with the London guy from TikTok? Or do you think she still wants to be with Tyler? It seems like she kind of put up at the wall finally this time.
I think I hope for her the Tyler stuff is done.
Yeah.
Frankly, I don't need to see another season of the Will They, Won't They. That's what I thought was most frustrating about this season, is because when we got there in the beginning of the season, I thought we were going to, and I didn't know about the filming at the same time, but even filming the same time, I thought this season was going to be like, all right, well, they're dating now, and by the end of the season, they're going to either break up, or, you know, it's a real thing, kind of like the Jason Chrishell stuff, right?
Yeah.
And to just find out that we're still doing the Will They, Won't They, I'm like, I thought that's what last season was. So
I mean, I think we got resolution in that Tyler couldn't make up his mind, so Alex moved on, and and it's too little too late if Tyler ever wanted her back, but I think he's dating someone else now new, so it doesn't matter. And I loved Alex this season. I do want to see her work on her friendships though with other girls in the office, because it seems like she's kind of isolating everyone.
Yeah.
And all these other girls, like, they don't even, they need a leader, like, right? Like, they need a leader because they're not coming together as a clique. A lot of these girls are standing on their own. Brandy stands on her own. Kayla stands on her own. You know, Rose is now kind of stands on her own. Like, they need a leader. So someone needs to bring these girls together, and there needs to be that kind of sisterhood that we see on Selling Sunset, because it's really lacking. And I think Alex needs to find a way to do that.
With the current announcement, do you think it's possible Kayla can step into that role?
Potentially.
I think it'd be really cool to see.
Hi, Bryn. How are you? Hi, Bryn. Okay, well, time will tell. Okay, Brandy this season, she really wanted to cultivate a athlete division for her. She wanted to sell homes to athletes. We saw her selling a few. Polly ended up getting one of the Chargers players, which kind of pissed her off, but then they were able to work together on it, which is great. What did you think of Brandy this season?
I think it's great. I think it makes a lot of sense. You need to find some kind of a niche out in that business. You have the connection with your husband. Your businesses naturally lead to the organic introductions, right? It's not super contrived. It's not like right off the bat she was asking to be paid more or anything. She's asking, hey, can I start marketing this? And I think that's awesome. And I was glad to see that Jason supported it. Probably the only thing that we saw from Polly that was maybe be a little, I don't want to say, maybe jealous of, you know,
from
I don't
Polly or Brandy
Polly, sorry, about Brandy having the sports division, right? I don't understand it. I don't understand sports. Well, listen, if you don't understand sports, then it's probably why, like, it'd be good to have someone with a sports division so that you would understand athletes more than anything. Just like actors and actresses, they need privacy, they need security. You're gonna have a bunch of rando idiots when you don't get your over under on a Chargers game that want to show up to your house, right? Like, you need that type of stuff. And so I think it's really cool, and I hope to see that develop, because frankly, like, as a sports fan, I'd love to see some cool sports cameos.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I think Brandy's doing a good job. It seems like she has all the right intentions with her career, wanting to build a name for herself. It seems like her husband is working too. So it's not like she needs to be working necessarily, but she wants to set a good example for her son. And I think that's her and Polly could work together, but she did have this drama with Alex Hall last season, and it wasn't addressed this season. And it was the biggest storyline last season, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't even remotely acknowledged this season. So I guess they just wiped their hands clean and agreed to just coexist respectfully. And maybe that's why it never got brought up again.
It now, knowing how they filmed it, it also is kind of it seems to be a product of how they wanted to film. They had A, B, C, D storylines to fit into two seasons, and let's figure that out. And maybe it would have naturally would have progressed a little different if there had been some space in between, like we've had for normal seasons, because really the last thing that anyone would have seen was that. But they then moved right into other filming things, and now it's a year later. So I think that's probably why. I mean, are they doing a reunion?
So I looked it up, and I heard there was, and then I looked it up, and it's like pending. Have they ever done a reunion?
Don't remember them doing a reunion.
They crashed Selling Sunsets reunion. I don't know if they're doing a reunion, but I heard that it's possible. So I hope they do. I really hope that Sean does a podcast too, because I feel like we have questions. Christine says Gio opinions, and we are going down the line if you guys have been following along. So Gio is next. And then we have Kayla, Sean, and Lauren. And then we're done, guys. So Gio, I think that he is a great reality TV personality character. I think that he means business. I think he's a little protective over his kind of secrets and stuff. Like, he's a little bit like a little sneaky.
I think he is a way nicer guy than he will let you ever know. Right. Okay. I think he is there's a lot of bravado there. I think the guy does know his stuff. He also obviously grew up a family and that kind of grew into that business. So there is an advantage there. I do think he could be better to his teammates. I didn't think it was a good look with his accusations about they're stealing my ideas and this is why Kayla ended up with this deal. I knew people in real estate, now obviously this is an East Coast, and there is a big tendency to want every little bit of everything and not let anyone have anything. And that's the vibe I got from him. It's like, why would it kill you to let her have this win? You've had bigger listings. You have 10 in the pipeline, the same size. It doesn't hurt. But again, it comes off. The reason I say I think he's a good guy is because I like the vulnerability of being open about the couples counseling, right? Mm-hmm. When he did that, my opinion did change. It was, I'm someone who's gone through counseling and done the same thing myself, right? And so to hear that, it's like, okay, like that's a really tough thing to admit. And if you are really this big, tough guy, bravado, you would not admit that stuff. So I think he does care about his wife, his family. He does care about his business, but I do think he does put the act on a little bit. I would like him to just frankly tune it down, and it's okay
own it. Him coming on the boat is so funny. I think he has a lot of potential to be like an iconic reality star, get memed and be like, you know, as seasons come. And I think he needs to own it more. I think he kind of like hides. He doesn't fully embrace like his quirky sides enough. And I think he tries to take himself too seriously, but then he wants to be so funny and quirky, and he needs to find a way to own who he is. Cause sometimes he comes off really condescending. I like him, and I like that he's a family man, but I think that he has more potential to be more iconic and a better guy, a better teammate, and a better agent that's a little bit more generous.
Yeah, you can play both sides of it, and I would just like him to show a little bit more of that, because I think it would get more of the audience behind him too.
Sure. Kayla, we've talked about a lot throughout this. I really love that, you know, how she's come into her own. I think the first season she was new, she was timid, she was still figuring things out, she was a single mom, and I really feel like she's come into her boss bitch energy era, and I'm really here for it.
Evolved for sure. We've seen it's great to see an actual progression of a person professionally, and it seems personally as well. The confidence has grown. He said, I love some of the style she rocked out with this season as well. It gave a confident aura a lot more than before. And obviously with success and some dollars in your pocket, you can project that a little bit more, but I'm excited.
Season 3, honey.
Yeah, exactly. And, I'm excited. And what I really liked about her too was you could tell her mindset. It was always, when I sell this house, it was never if I sell this house. And I really like that, because it's not even a fake it till you make it. It's a self-manifestation type thing. So I really appreciated that.
And she also is still humble, because she picked up the trash on the beach with Allie. She's still willing to get down in the dirt. And I think that's cool about people who grow up not necessarily rich, but then become rich, is that they still have that element of like, I can do that, you know, that work, where Tyler necessarily probably would never do that, you know, like, so it's different. But I really like Kayla a lot. And I think she delivered with the outfit. She had some really great suits. So I think there's a lot more for us to see. I would like to see her dating, I think, next season. And we do need more drama next season. There was a lot of real estate. Sean, we've talked a lot about. I think he was messy. I think he was maybe desperate to save his spot on the show. I don't know why he would leave a marketing job to be on a TV show and not sell houses. Like, it all is, you know, a little fishy. Like, how do you not sell a house for 2 years? Is it that hard? I mean, I have no idea. I could be ignorant with that.
Not in a brokerage like that. I mean, they can literally hand you they talked about it even the season. They had somebody do a walk-in and they got a house, that same person to buy a house a week later, and they didn't know that person from Adam. So frankly, I think that it's a little fake, right? Was that guy really there to sell real estate, or was there a understanding that this guy is going to do more behind the scenes stuff and just be a little messy on screen? Because
It's like, they're also cool with it. I mean, maybe he's not doing anything for the Oppenheim group unless the cameras are rolling and they just want him on the show. But then why do they want him on the show? Because he really didn't give us anything until this season. And even this season was just awkward.
They don't keep you in brokerages, especially a brokerage like that, if you're not selling anything, period. I don't care, even if it's a reality TV show, they wouldn't keep it. So that guy had to be doing an assistant job or some admin work in the background. If we are to believe, and like I said, I believe everything we've always seen on the show, then he had to be doing something else for Jason to keep him around.
Well, he has the marketing background.
Yeah, I mean, literally, maybe he was doing their digital marketing. Maybe he was doing some social media. You don't know, right? He had to have been somehow collect. And also, you gotta make some cash, right? You can't live out in LA for nothing. And so even if he had side hustles, I'm sure he had to be collecting some kind of cash, some kind of check from that.
There's just things not adding up. And Sean, we need you on a podcast. I'll invite him on mine. We'll see if he comes.
Listen, I'd love to ask him some questions.
For sure. Okay, well, our last cast member is Lauren, the most low-key. So she's sweet. She's all the way on the end here, if you guys are watching. She's very sweet. She's beautiful. It seems like she works hard. She seems respectful. She seems nice. She's great. I hope she doesn't get paid to be on the show because she doesn't provide anything but a pretty face. So as long as that's understood that she is not a main character and that she's truly just like there to fill space in the office, then like we're good.
I need something from her next season if we're bringing her back, frankly. You mentioned the idea of refreshing the office with a lot of new faces and keeping some staples. I would need to know or want to see something in a trailer that she's got some huge deal or some kind of big drama with someone in the office for me to justify, frankly, having her even be a space filler. And I don't mean that in a mean way. It's just some people, like you said, don't have drama or don't have storyline to contribute, and she's got to keeping her head down and just doing her business. That's great. But if I'm going to watch you on this, I need something more.
I want more from her too. I like her. I want a little bit more.
Yeah.
And she doesn't need to be, you know, in super involved, but I think we need a little bit more from her, because even when Maya was like low key on the show, and I meant Maya when I said Davina earlier about the accent.
Okay. Okay.
But I was talking about Maya. So sorry, guys. But I think that we need a little bit more from her, because even low-key characters give more. And I think she has more to give. Right?
No, I mean, I fully agree. I mean, I'm open for the opportunity for it. But like you said, don't really have much to judge her off. So I'm not going to negatively judge her, obviously. But also, it's kind of tough if I'm struggling to find something to say for you, you know?
That's true. She's a sweetheart. We can say that. Yeah. Let's wrap things up. Our MVP of the season and our least valuable player. So the most valuable for me was Austin. I feel like he really just like held himself high and, you know, gave us a great, he was just a big part of the season. So I'm going to give him my MVP. I also have a crush on him. And my least valuable player is going to be Allie. Just because, even over Lauren, I'm saying Allie is my least favorite, just because it's time for her to go. And it's just, I would rather see Lauren get another season than Allie. And for all the reasons we talked about earlier, Allie is going to be my least favorite, or least valuable.
That is good. So I think I'm going to actually agree with you. I think Austin had to deal with the most this season. He also, remember, there was the Ritz lost listing as well. And so, you know, you could say he may have stacked some L's, but was able to just keep kind of fighting and grinding. And like you said, I love seeing someone being open about their family. And I love the fact that we could see this season that he is a family man. And we didn't have to see an aloof father on the screen. I'm not going to disagree with you on your least valuable pick, but I will add another one. I'm going to say Tyler.
Okay.
Tyler was so wishy-washy. He was really exhausting for me to watch this entire season. I just talk about like an unsympathetic lead, and he took up a lot of screen time. And also too, with the Sean stuff, I thought it was unnecessary piling. He was third partying those things, and let those two handle it. You're not really, you have nothing to do with this other than you also had a falling out with Sean. So leave it be. And so that would be my LVP.
That's fair. Yeah. They were all kind of, all the guys really bounced on him, but he came for Tyler too. He was like, you haven't done this. So I just feel like he had his reads planned. I just feel like he knew how he wanted to kind of come for people.
The text, I'm not finished with you yet.
Yeah.
Horror movie. Like,
well, we never would have expected Sean to be the villain, because he was very low key the first couple of seasons. So anxiously awaiting what he has to say. But overall, it was a great season. Not the best of the three, but still a great season. Great show. I hope to see more. Loved it. I always like to send love to all the cast members. Like, it's a TV show. Sure. We're commentating based on what we've seen. So just, you know, everything, we respect all of them. Thank you for so much for being here, Billy. I really appreciate it. Where can everybody subscribe to your YouTube channel and tell them what you are covering right now so they know what to tune in for?
Yeah. So the co-host of The Reality Guys on YouTube and TikTok, easy to find, all at The Reality Guys. We do recaps and reviews of basically everything and anything reality TV. Right now, just a few things that we're covering. Survivor is finishing up Survivor 46. The Amazing Race season finale next week, The Amazing Race 36. We cover all Bravo shows. So we are covering Vanderpump Rules. We'll be doing the three-part reunion. We are covering The Valley and Vanderpump Villa. Also, Farmer Wants a Wife. So really a nice mix right now of competition shows and dating shows. Mm-hmm. And obviously this summer, a lot coming back. The Bachelorette, Claim to Fame.
Oh, I love those shows. Those are my two favorites.
Love Island, USA, and UK both come back in as well. So we have a busy summer on The Reality Guys. So definitely want to have you on again too, brother. We know we watch a lot of the same stuff. So
for sure. Anytime. Yeah. And I'm covering, I'm doing a lot of interviews with Deal or No Deal Island contestants and Love Undercover contestants on my channels and pages. So feel free to go check out those and catch up. I cannot wait for The Bachelorette to come back, but we will leave you here. Thank you so much for being here, Billy. I will catch you later. Thank you all so much for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, please give this video a thumbs up and subscribe. If you're listening as a podcast, feel free to rate and review. And we will see you guys in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
See ya.